With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. and Iranian officials are meeting to try and avert Iran's nuclear weapons program. Trump administration Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff tells Fox News Channel's Hannity that he's aiming to reach a deal with Iran.
We're here to see if we can solve this situation diplomatically and with dialogue. The first meeting was positive, constructive, compelling.
Florida is the first state to officially recognize the Gulf of America. Governor DeSantis signed two bills this week in support of President Trump's directive to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. House Bill 575 changes dozens of state laws to reflect the name change, while HB 549 requires state agencies to update their geographic materials to reflect the change. Also at SRNNews.com, a majority of New Yorkers responding to a new Marist poll say it's time for Democrat Chuck Schumer to give up his role as Senate Minority Leader. Bob Agnew reports.
The 74-year-old Schumer has faced increasing opposition from within his own party for not doing more to oppose Republicans and the Trump agenda. Following the 2024 election losses, some in the party have been calling for a new generation of leadership. Among Democrat respondents to the Marist poll, about half said Schumer should keep his position, but 48% say it's time for him to pass the torch. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Connecticut man held captive for 20 years is speaking out for the first time. The 32-year-old, who calls himself S in order to protect his identity, says he's issuing his first public statement. Speaking through the organization Survivors Say, he said he thanks health professionals supporting him in his recovery, the first responders who found him, and authorities working to hold those responsible for the abuse accountable. He was found weighing 68 pounds in February after he said he set fire to the home in order to escape. This is SRN News. A new study links Christian practices with pro-life opinions.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world are celebrating Holy Week, the most important week on the liturgical calendar. Next up is Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday. This year, both Protestant and Orthodox Christians will mark Easter on the same day. Most years, the difference in calendars used by the two traditions separate both Easter and Christmas. This year's overlap only happens a couple of times every decade. This is SRN News. Japanese regulators accuse Google of violating anti-monopoly laws.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission's cease and desist order says Google must stop the pre-installation of the Google search engine in Android smartphones, which, it says, in effect, shuts out competition. Google Japan says in a statement that it finds the action regrettable, adding it had invested in Japan significantly to promote innovation as a technology leader. It's unclear if Google, a subsidiary of Alphabet, will fight the order. In the US, a judge ruled last year that Google had illegally exploited its dominance to squash competition. I'm Charles Deledesma.
United Airlines is planning to cut flights this summer as domestic travel demand falls. The Chicago-based carrier said it plans to trim domestic capacity by about 4% starting in the third quarter. More details at SRNNews.com.